News on Demand brought to you in part by Heck Chevrolet and Rock Bottom Tire. Todd Stapleton with News Center. We'll have your full weather forecast coming up. A Ramsey woman has been charged with two felony counts and one misdemeanor count involving firearms in Fayette County Court. 51-year-old Shannon D. Sharp is charged with reckless discharge of a firearm, which is a Class 4 felony. Information in the charge states that Sapp is alleged to have endangered the bodily safety of an individual by allegedly firing a shot outside this person's residence. Sapp is also charged with aggravated assault slash discharge firearm, which is a Class 4 felony. Second count tied to the alleged incident of firing the weapon. And Sapp is also charged with unlawful use of a weapon, which is a Class A misdemeanor. In Fayette County Court on Monday, the court found the matter was a detainable offense, and the motion by the state to deny pretrial release was granted. So Sapp remains in the Fayette County Jail. She'll next appear in court on March 3rd at 10 a.m. for a first appearance with counsel and a preliminary hearing. First meeting of the new Civic Advancement Committee is set for this evening. Speaking on our podcast talking about Vandalia, Mayor Doug Knable talks about how this will initially, who will initially be part of the group and where they are getting some of their inspiration from for this group.
The meeting so far has been myself as mayor, Dr. Garrison from the school, Pat Click is representing the county, Ben from the YMCA, and then Matt Murphy from the Park District. I know Dr. Garrison did have conversations with Karen at the hospital, Sarah Bush Lincoln's obviously, you know, excited about being a part of it as well. So that's kind of been the core group so far. But, you know, again, we'll bring other people into this. This is really, again, this is evolving, as I said, and we're going to unveil it next week. But we want input from the community, input from the people. Again, what kind of community and how can we work together to try to achieve that goal? And it's, you know, again, I think it makes a stronger case when, you know, we're not competing with each other with whether it's a grant or, you know, other opportunities out there. But if we show that we are together as one, kind of, if I take even a step back, like the Vandalia One effort that was created, which is really education focused and had some success. So, you know, this is maybe an expansion of that using the Vandalia Civic Advancement platform that's been around, like I mentioned, you know, a couple of weeks ago, since, you know, 1940s.
First meeting will be held this evening, 6 p.m. at the Family YMCA of Fayette County. The public is invited to attend. We will have our warmest day in months today. We're looking at mostly sunny skies for today with a high of 60. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the low 28. Our temperatures will level out for the remainder of the work week. We'll see highs in the middle to upper 40s on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Meanwhile, rain looks to be on the way this weekend. We have a chance of rain on Saturday, rain likely on Saturday night, and rain into Sunday, the low on Saturday night in the upper 30s, a high in the upper 40s on Sunday. Fuel retailers are asking Governor J.B. Pritzker to help prevent higher gas prices for consumers and financial losses for operators by requesting a standard E10 fuel waiver from the federal government. The governor renewed his call for year-round sales of E15 last month, saying the fuel blend with 15% ethanol would increase demand for corn by 2 billion bushels a year. Until that happens, Illinois Fuel and Retail Association CEO Nate Harris says the state could wait for emergency waivers instead of requesting the standard E10 waiver.
The problem with waiting for the emergency waivers is that prices will start to increase for consumers until the waiver.
Harris said that operators would purchase lighter weighted gas during the waiting period.
When the emergency waiver comes in, they'll be stuck with more expensive product that then they'll have to compete with states like.
Harris recommended that the governor opt back into the E10 waiver. The governor's office did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The price of owning a home in Illinois is on the rise as the number of homes available heads in the opposite direction. New data shows that housing values have jumped by more than 44% over the last 6 years, with a home that cost $191,000 then now hitting the market to $277,000. Across the board, data shows every area of the state has seen significant price growth as fewer properties have become available to families that may be in the market. Illinois Policy Institute's Lilina Estabine argues the root of everyone's problems traces to Springfield.
Yeah, I think that there are a lot of regulations, that unnecessary regulations that hold up housing supply here in Illinois and don't allow builders to build the diverse housing that we need in the state to meet a variety of needs. The good news is that there are a lot of things that lawmakers and policymakers at the state and local.
With the state also being home to some of the highest property taxes in the country, Estabine argues that families also face that added pressure. Governor J.B. Pritzker says progress is being made to keep the Bears in the state of Illinois. Governor Pritzker said his team is involved in negotiations with the team about state incentives when it comes to building a stadium.
To any business that is growing or building something new in the state of Illinois that's putting people to work, you know, those are normal incentives, and that's what I would expect that we will end up with the Bears.
Governor reiterated that he doesn't want taxpayer money paying for the stadium itself, but would be willing to use the state money to help the team with infrastructure funding. His comments come as the state of Indiana is making a push to lure the Bears across the state line. An Illinois lawmaker is pushing a controversial bill regarding transgender people. State Senator Andrew Chesney introduced legislation that would change the state's mental health and developmental disabilities code to expand the definition of mental illness to include those who identify as transgender. The Freeport Republican claims the measure will keep, quote, radical gender ideology from shaping Illinois law, the bill currently awaiting its committee assignment in the Illinois Senate. News on Demand has been brought to you by Rock Bottom Tire and Heck Chevrolet.